When I read today's gospel, I admit I felt some relief. Jesus is clear. This isn't one of his parables. He isn't arguing with religious officials or even performing a mind-blowing miracle. He is telling his disciples to love each other. Difficult to do some days and in some situations, but nonetheless clear. Love each other. I want to share how I have experienced love from you, how you have taught me to love others, and how I hope to carry that love forward into the world. My family moved here just 4 years ago. We are not cradle Episcopalians, but not once did I feel like an outsider or someone different than the rest just because I was new at St. Simon's. I was and continue to be met with warm smiles, laughter, jokes, and patience in learning the traditions and rituals of the church. You invited me as a newcomer to serve in worship. You taught me how to serve as an acolyte, crucifer, and even Eucharistic minister. You invited me to be a lector and read scripture. These were acts of love toward a newcomer, and it wasn't long before I felt more a part of the church, more and more a part of this church. Love above all. It's my personal motto I associate with this church. St. Simon's has welcomed my family with open arms. St. Simon's has also taught me how to love others. Jesus, in this gospel, tells his disciples to love each other in the same way that he has loved him. During his time with the disciples, there are many ways that Jesus shows his love. But in this story, he has loved them by serving them. He has just washed their feet. He takes on the role of servant, someone who from day to day is overlooked, someone who gets the job done without recognition or applause. The servant who washes feet is the one who works to make others comfortable and prepared to eat at the end of a hard day. St. Simon's has taught me to love others through serving others. I went on my first mission trip last year to Houston, led by the amazing Keith Green, who even selflessly moved the date of a surgery so he could make the laborious 20-hour round trip driving us there. In Houston, I saw the devastation of a hurricane-stricken community. A sad and sobering sight was uplifted by the literal signs of hope planted across the community by the wonderful host church of the trip, St. George's. From our base, I was involved in repairing the damage to Miss Jackson's home. An elderly lady who had lived in the same house for decades and had seen 90% of her possessions washed away or ruined in the chest-high floods. For the next week, the group tirelessly drywalled her home, repainted her walls, and replaced part of her ceiling. The final day was extra special because we coordinated with a moving company to bring all her salvaged furniture back into her home so she could begin living a normal life again. The trip was a powerful experience for me as it was a tangible way to serve. As I look back, our group was like a servant trying to make life more comfortable for someone who had struggled. I was loving others by serving. St. Simon's taught me how to love as a servant by providing that opportunity. Locally, St. Simon's has given me opportunities to love through service by preparing meals. Before moving here, I had worked at a community soup kitchen through my church, and I was thrilled to learn about Father Jack's kitchen. I enjoyed sharing a warm meal and a smile with people in the community who often need both. With food insecurity being a real problem for children and veterans in our area, I have appreciated the way St. Simon's even now engages the issue through Feed the Need. I have participated in that event that packs thousands of shelf-staple meals for local food pantries. Providing food and support for hungry people is a tangible way of loving others, and I'm grateful that this church loves others by serving them. And now, as graduation approaches, I look outward toward the next steps in my life. I have chosen to attend Webb Institute, a small engineering school on the North Shore of Long Island, New York. I believe it's the right place for me to chase my dream of becoming a naval architect. I will not be facing these challenges alone, however. With the memories and love I've received from St. Simon's, I will continue to find ways to demonstrate love for others in college, in the workforce, and beyond. This faith community has made an incredible difference in my life. I will forever be grateful to the people I've met here and the examples they've set for me. I appreciate all the love and support I've received in my short time here, and I hope to make everyone proud of not only my accomplishments, but also the kind of person I become. someone who strives to live out Jesus' teaching to love through my service to others.